Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And that's a good deal of the chapter right there. But it's covered in detail. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And you think, well, what's that mean? Well, I go back to the previous chapter. When he was saying that he saw the four angels holding the four winds back, holding back the four winds, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree, that none of those things would be hurt until the servants of God had been sealed. And I see a sort of a correspondence between that holding back, that moment when there's no wind blowing, just before the angels begin to sound, there's a pause, silence. It makes me think of the times we live in and the times we've been living in. There's this sort of waiting where nothing seems to be happening. People in tune with the Spirit of God know that things are happening every day, but not prophetically. Things are happening in my life, in your life, big and small. There are small things. The Lord works with us in small ways and sometimes in big ways. I've had both in my life. I've had day-to-day guidance and help that he provides. But then there's also sometimes those big moments where God really makes his presence known to you. It can be life-changing and or altering. And when God goes forth to bring about the end of the world, just before that, there is this pause, the calm before the storm. And I guess you could maybe read something else into this half hour of silence. I'm not going to really make a big deal about it. It is the seventh seal. The seventh seal is silence. That moment of silence. And then John sees these seven angels which stand before God, and they're given seven trumpets. And then another angel came and stood at the altar. He has a golden censer, and he's been giving all this incense that he should offer it with the prayers of saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense sends up, and there's this description given with the prayers of the saints. But what does that signify? You think about it. In the previous chapter, under the altar, or chapter 6, you know, the saint, they were under the altar calling out, O Lord, how long? O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them which dwell on the earth? The saints are waiting. All creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Also that God would show forth his power. And show the whole world that he is God. He is in control. It's something everyone who's a believer wants. And even unbelievers, they say they want it. You know, if God's real, let him knock me off this box. If God's real, let him do something and show us that he's real. Let him come down now and show us. And that's a two-edged sword. Because we who know, or who have sought to know God, know that God, when he reveals himself, is not pleased with the earth. He's going to reveal his displeasure. He's going to reveal his plagues, his destruction. He's going to reveal himself in fire. Behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flame the fire. For by fire and by sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. It's from Isaiah, chapter 66, one of my favorites. And here you see, they're preparing to sound. They have these seven trumpets. The seven trumpets, as we're going to discuss at length, are signals. That is what a trumpet is. A trumpet is a signal, a sign. We see this in the military when they use the bugle to signify certain things. Pardon my if not being right on with that, but you know, revelry. and every soldier knows what revelry means. Dun-da-dum, dum-da-dum, 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 dum-dum-dum, dum-da-dum, you know, taps. Every soldier knows what taps signifies. The Apostle Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- battle, you know, today we have very sophisticated forms of communication. But in the olden days, they used drums and horns in their battles as a way to signify what exactly was expected of the soldier. The retreat would be sounded. They would sound the retreat, and they would blow the horn in a certain pattern, a certain melody, so that all the soldiers would know it's time to move back, so they could all move it as one. Well, the trumpets of Revelation are similar. They are intended to be distinct signals, which are easy to interpret, so that when you hear them, we'll all know what's going on. As I said throughout the study, you look in the book of Revelation when it says in the sixth seal, you know, the great men, the rich men, and the captains, and all the men in the world look and they say to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who should be able to stand? In the book of Luke, when Jesus describes the end of the world, he says, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Men are going to know it's the end of the world. And the reason is because of these trumpets. These trumpets are so distinct, so clear, that it will be an unmistakable signal that the end is coming. Now the thing is, some people would say, well, how then will the devil deceive mankind if everyone's going to know it's coming? It's very simple. When they are given over to something to do it, they will do it. When God's Spirit is not with them for them to resist, they will go along with it. And because also a lot of the things that are revealed in Revelation are not revealed ahead of time, like the trumpets. So you'll hear like the trumpet sound, and everyone will recognize these things as being Revelation events. But then stuff that happens after that is going to be more confusing. It's going to be less and less understandable to people, and they won't know what to do. At some point along the line, all the world is going to worship the beast. They're going to think that that is the Messiah. He's going to come in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon his heads was written the name of blasphemy. And what is the name of blasphemy? When someone wants to blaspheme, what name do they use?